We continue our series, Two Languages, Many Voices, today with the story of two generations of Latino actors in Hollywood. Rita Moreno began her career in the 1940s. Half a century later, John Leguizamo found that not much had changed for Hispanics in the movie industry, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Rita Moreno is the only Latino actor to win an Emmy, a Tony, and an Oscar. At nearly 80 years old, she's reprising some of her most memorable characters on stage at the Berkeley Repertory Theater. In the 1961 movie West Side Story, Moreno portrayed feisty Anita, the sister of a gang member, and like Moreno, Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rico.
When I got the part, I thought, dear God, because she says, island of tropic diseases. And I thought, I can't say that. I can't say that about my beautiful little island. Island of tropic diseases? Woo!
Moreno says there were other issues with West Side Story. The director and choreographer wanted a big contrast between the warring gangs, the Sharks and the Jets.
So the white kids, a lot of them had to have their hair bleached. They wore extra pale makeup. And we, on the other hand, had to wear one color makeup, very, very dark, almost the color of mud, and it felt like it. So we all had to have accents. And I remember asking the makeup man one day in real annoyance, why can't the makeup match our different skin tones? Because Hispanics are many different, some of us are very fair.
Still, Moreno says she's grateful for the role that earned her a Best Supporting Actress Oscar. During the filming of West Side Story, she created her own Puerto Rican character with an amusing accent, Googie Gomez.
One day she just sort of hiccuped her. I had a dream about Jewel, baby. And from then on, I just began to do her because she was so funny. She's still funny to me.
I had a dream.
A lot of people asked me at the time, were Latinos offended? I never got one response. They laughed their heads off because they know that character. The big hair, big attitude. She's a huge exaggeration.
She played Googie Gomez in The Ritz and earned a Tony Award. But between the awards, she only got to play what she called the Conchita Lolita Latino roles, or the generic ethnic.
I played a Siamese girl from Thailand. I played an Arabian girl. I did a lot of American Indians. I never, ever was able to do a part without assuming some kind of accent.
Moreno says it was frustrating and demoralizing to be typecast, but by the 1970s, she was finally able to do something different on television.
Hey, you guys!
On the children's show The Electric Company, she co-starred with Bill Cosby and Morgan Freeman. Today, Moreno plays a Jewish mother on the TV show Happily Divorced, and she enjoys watching younger comedic actors like Sofia Vergara on Modern Family.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Moreno says Latinos today are rarely given the kind of meaty roles that land them big awards, but that it's a bit easier for them now than when she started out in Hollywood.
It's not great, but it's a whole lot better. As Ricardo Montalban said, the door is ajar.
Yeah. You got to kick your foot in there and then kick the other foot and then throw somebody in there quick. Yeah, that's where you got to do it.
Backstage at the Ricardo Montalban Theater in Hollywood, John Leguizamo is getting ready for his latest one-man show about his life as a Latino actor.
It's much better than it's ever been, but, I mean, we're 15% of the population. Why aren't we even close to that in representation?
Like Rita Moreno, who was born Rosita Dolores Alveiro, John Leguizamo was pressured by casting agents and managers to change his name.
And I didn't. I stuck with my name, and then I flipped him the bird, and I said, I'm going to write my Latin stories that y'all don't tell, that I can't see anywhere.
In a series of one-man shows he wrote himself, Leguizamo began portraying characters from his New York neighborhood and his life. He got the attention of Hollywood.
Fuacata, placata, chancleta, chuleta, que nada me joda, manteca y tocineta, changona!
In Leguizamo's latest show, Ghetto Clown, the 47-year-old describes his rise from a wisecracking Puerto Rican-Colombian breakdancer to his on-screen roles, beginning with a small part on TV's Miami Vice.
The Latin exploitation TV series of the 80s.
And I become Calderon Jr., cocaine Colombian mafia prince. And as you can see, I'm the palest Latin brother of the bunch. But I blame my grandfather because when he found out I was doing television, he was like, mijito, nenito,
Only white Latinos make it to Telemundo, mi hijo.
And just like Rita Moreno before him, Leguizamo found himself auditioning for the most stereotypical TV and film roles.
It'd be me and all the same dudes. It'd be Benicio del Toro, Benjamin Bratt, Isai Morales. And you go out there, and Jimmy Smits, and it'd be all gang leaders, drug dealers, janitors, murderers. And you're like, all these roles, really? Really? Don't we just contribute more? I mean, I went to college, man. I'm an educated human being, and I know lots of hyper-educated Latin people.
So Leguizamo took aim at the stereotypes. His short-lived TV show House of Buggin often satirized Hollywood depictions of Latinos.
Who would win in a fight? The Crips and Bloods versus the Sharks of West Side Story.
When he did get cast in movies, the former class clown ad-libbed to get attention. He ended up fighting, literally fighting, with big stars Al Pacino, Sean Penn, Steven Seagal, and Patrick Swayze. Leguizamo says he got better opportunities, but still, he hit what he calls the plexiglass ceiling of Hollywood, or Hollywoodn't.
The blocks were constant, and they were, and I had to constantly overlook them, ignore them. You know, this great producer was like, John, you're so talented. Too bad you're Puerto Rican, because you'd be so much further along.
Eventually, Leguizamo had enough clout to create his own Latino characters, like the drag queen Chichi Rodriguez in the movie Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
I'm the Latino Marilyn Monroe. I got more legs than a bucket of chicken.
Other roles came his way, too. A Navy SEAL, a cartoon sloth, even a famous French painter in the musical Moulin Rouge.
How do you do? My name is André-Marie Raymond Toulouse-Lautrec.
Like Rita Moreno, a generation before, John Leguizamo made it into Hollywood his way, and he's learned the best roles are the ones you create yourself. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.